Blog Talk Radio.
This is RadioFire.com breaking urban news now. I go by the name of Diamond K. Thank you for joining me. Now, today marks a special day. Obviously, it is President's Day here in the United States. And the other thing that today marks is Radio on Fire's return. Yours truly, Diamond K. Radio on Fire has returned to Blog Talk Radio. We have extended and reunited our partnership with Blog Talk Radio. The Diamond K Show launched on Blog Talk, a weekly show on Blog Talk Radio back in 2008. And Monday through Friday, we will be doing the Diamond K Show 11 p.m. here on RadioFire.com and also on Blog Talk Radio, as well as delayed broadcast, rebroadcast on our various internet partners. So we're definitely pleased about that. I'm going to be talking about a few things tonight, and namely, we're going to talk about the passing of Vanity, the singer, protege from the 80s version of Prince. So Vanity had a girls group called Vanity Six, and this predated Purple Rain. If you remember that in Purple Rain, there was an Apollonia, Apollonia Six, and she was taking the place of Vanity at that time. Now, Vanity had been rumored to have some type of involvement with Prince. Not really sure about that. I mean, like I said, it's been rumored. But today we found out that the singer, 57 years old, Vanity, passed away. Now, she had a lot of trouble over the years, battling kidney failure and more, abdominal illness is also something that she was facing. Real name, Denise Katrina Matthews. She passed away in Fremont, California, in a hospital today, February the 15th, 2016. According to sources close to her family, they've actually confirmed this now, and it's been reported by various media outlets. A few months ago, Vanity set up a GoFundMe page, and she said that she had been diagnosed with a inflammation of the small intestines. Going back to some of her troubled times, she battled a crack addiction in the 90s. And after 1994 OD, her kidneys were in bad, bad shape. She had to undergo nearly daily dialysis treatment. And just the whole kidney failure thing, one of the things that a former artist on my High Roller Records label, Big Tony, had to deal with, dialysis is a serious thing. It's a draining thing. It's something that that people definitely, it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. Thinking back to Vanity, for those that remember, her biggest hit came in 1982. He had a song called Nasty Girl. And it's definitely something that we were able to get on in the clubs and get the ladies on the floor with. Even recently, if the DJ plays that song, which was produced by Prince, the people kind of get on the floor. The group toured with Prince on his 1999 tour, but she quit right after that. She went on to sign a solo record deal with Motown and starred in movies like The Last Dragon and Action Jackson. I know y'all remember that one. Well, some of you remember that one. Depending on your age. Now, she eventually ditched Hollywood, quit drugs, and became a born-again Christian in the mid-90s. She also remained active in her local church up until her death, and family is also saying that she was in church on Saturday evening and told the congregation that she was ready to go home at only 57 years of age. So definitely rest in peace to Vanity. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family of this, singer, and we definitely want to, send that out. And Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just social media has all over the place. They're definitely giving their thoughts and prayers. Some people post, and she will be remembered by an evangelist, by her family and friends, and some of those comments, as I said, hashtag RIP Vanity, fans and friends pouring out, just an outpour of love for her, and so it's definitely a good thing, a surprising thing to hear. Now, Snoop Dogg, the rapper, definitely even posting some thoughts. He posted an autograph that she obviously gave to him, peace and always love. That's something that that Snoop Dogg has posted. And as I said, if you go all through Twitter and Instagram, nothing but well wishes from the, just from everyone. Now, on to some other news. The Grammys going on right now as we speak. The 2016 Grammys hosted by LL Cool J. I always found it interesting that LL hosting the Grammys after so many, over the years. I remember when he performed at the Grammys and American Music Awards, these type of ceremonies, and they wouldn't even televise the rap portion at that time. And now to have him hosting is just shows how much things have changed. Speaking of the Grammys, I was looking forward to seeing a performance from Rihanna. She had to cancel her performance due to illness. And, Rihanna just really, really hot right now. But Shavi Singer did not hit the stage at the Grammys. She has bronchitis. And she reportedly left rehearsals early. The doctor told her to go home and rest so she does not damage her vocal cords. Rihanna's anti-tour is coming up real soon, so she's going to need that voice to sing. Sources say Rihanna was going to perform Kiss You Better off of the new album, but Riri tried so hard but didn't realize it was best that she didn't. There's just no words to whether or not her sickness will affect the tour, but hopefully it will not. And, a lot of people were definitely looking forward to Rihanna's hot. And I said earlier, she's on fire right now. So Bow Wow messed up the intro for the Grammys twice. Now, it's tough sometimes, Bow Wow. But before the Grammys started, Bow Wow kind of messed up on his cues a few times. Okay, let me not say it kind of, because he definitely messed up. He tried to start the show by passing it off to host LL Cool J a little bit too early. Clearly, Bow Wow or whoever he was getting his cues from were not on the same page. Got to teach Bow Wow how to play things like this off a little bit better. He had it down at the pre-show, judging by some of the videos that they posted. We got to give him some credit. The rest of the show did run smoothly, however. It just got off to a rough start. Now, the Grammys pretty much dominating TV right now. I've been switching back and forth between the Grammys and WWE Monday Night Raw. However, there was an interesting performance and a tribute to David Bowie. Kendrick Lamar blessed the Grammys with a phenomenal performance, dressed as a beaten prisoner and speaking, unapologetically black Kendrick Lamar ripped his Grammys performance. I know the media will be talking about this one. No one was expecting Kendrick to go up there and address issues of being a black man in this society. LL Cool J was definitely right about this one. Kendrick came out and gave the people something they were truly not expecting. He came out with the rest of his prisoners, and he did his song, The Blacker the Berry. As he started to rap, the people behind him let loose their chains and started to dance. Kendrick then moved to another part of the stage where he performed and went in front of a huge bonfire, did All Right, which featured African dancers. The last scene of his performance ended with a map of Africa with the word Compton on it. While on stage, Kendrick rapped, "I'm African American, I'm African, I'm black as the moon, heritage of a small village, pardon my residents, came from the bottom of mankind, my hair is nappy, my D is big, my nose is round and wide, you hate me, don't you?" This message in his performance was very strong. Not only did Kendrick rip the stage, he took home 5 awards tonight. Definitely shout out to Kendrick Lamar. Now, also, other interesting news, Grammy-wise, the mic shut off during Adele's performance at the Grammys this year. And, you know, technical difficulties tend to take place, but her performance was going smooth until the audio production team cut short, you know, with the microphone malfunction or something like that. As she was performing All I Ask, her mic just cut off. The engineer finally got it back together, but that's not the point. You guys had one job: keep the mics on, and you couldn't even do that. A lot of things going on at the Grammys. We'll be posting a full list of the winners at RadioOnFire.com. You know, let me know your thoughts on the Grammys. Stevie Wonder's performance getting a lot of positive feedback. Some people commenting on his, you know, outfit. It was kind of, what's the word I want to say? It was kind of military-inspired. He had some, you know, camouflage on there. And that's all good. Beyonce at the Grammys, always good to see Beyonce performing. And just touching the stage, anytime you can see Beyonce, I think it is a great, great thing. Tributes to B.B. King as well. It was great to see that. The record of the year, let's talk a little bit about that. A lot of choices here, and we're definitely not going to get into all of that. But Kendrick Lamar is having a phenomenal year, so I'll definitely say that. Song of the Year, Thinking Out Loud. How about that? You know, I'm not even going to get into that. Best New Artist. You know, as I said, you can just see all this on this site. Some of these songs, I'm just not feeling them. Best Pop Duo Group Performance, Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. They definitely did their thing. There's also a tribute to the late, great Natalie Cole that is going on right now. That's Pop Vocal Performance 1989, Taylor Swift. Shout out to her. Best Dance Recording, Skrillex, Diplo with Justin Bieber, Where Are You Now? And we'll go down a few other ones. Best Dance Electronic Album. Also, Skrillex and Diplo present Jack U. A lot of good things going on, you know, with the whole dance thing. You know, I mean, some of these rock performances and winners we're not really going to get into. And as I said, you can see all of this RadioOnFire.com. Now, Best R&B Performance earned it from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack, The Weeknd. So definitely shout out to him. Now, Best Traditional R&B Performance, Little Ghetto Boy, Layla Hathaway. Shout out to her. And as I said earlier, Best R&B Song, Really Love by D'Angelo. Shout out to him. Now, Best Urban Contemporary Album, Beauty Behind the Madness by The Weeknd. And congratulations to him. Now, Best R&B Album, Black Messiah, the returning D'Angelo and The Vanguard. After 14 years, D'Angelo makes a return and comes out real big. He had a really, really successful year. So I want to congratulate him. Best Rap Performance, All Right, Kendrick Lamar from the To Pimp a Butterfly album. Now, Best Rap Song Collaboration. Very interesting way that he put that. But that also went to Kendrick Lamar for the These Walls song, Best Rap Song, All Right, We Gonna Be All Right. Kendrick Lamar just, killing it. Best Rap Album also went to Kendrick Lamar To Pimp a Butterfly. Now, I'm going to say this. If you're reading this, it's too late, in my opinion. Should have got that album. Now, closing out the Grammys this year, 58th Grammys, they have Pitbull performing. Pitbull gets a lot of I don't know. How does this happen? Pitbull on the stage. So the Grammys, did you like them? Did you hate them? It's always gets the fair share of just their fair share of stuff. But the Grammy Awards, as I said, going down and about to close out with Pitbull performances. So did you like them? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Let us know your thoughts on the Grammys. You can do that. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Diamond K Show. As always, RadioFire.com. And as I said, The Diamond K Show returning daily to Blog Talk Radio, 11 p.m., RadioOnFire.com, also on BlogTalkRadio.com, The Diamond K Show. Send me your questions, comments, thoughts at The Diamond K Show, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And as I said, RIP to Vanity, 57 years old, and she definitely turned her life around. So I definitely want to send the RIP shouts out to her. Also, I recently lost a friend of 23 years, DJ Reggie Reg, here in Baltimore. His funeral was this Friday. And I just want to say life is precious. You just never know. And no one is promised tomorrow. So please tell the people that you care about how you feel about them. I will see you guys tomorrow, 11 p.m., RadioFire.com. We are back on Blog Talk Radio.